Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Tonight, we're going to be talking memberships and specifically a unique role that you can create in your business to get your memberships to a huge number in a very short period of time. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Hope you've had an amazing day today. Today, we're going to be talking about memberships again, and membership is obviously something I'm pretty passionate about. It's the cornerstone of our coaching program. In module one, if you ever became a coaching client of ours, in module one, you'll know that, or you'll find out that there's a whole section just dedicated to memberships, and we like to think it's like a plug-in and play, right? So it's anybody can join our Limitless Coaching Program in month one. They get access to this membership program, which basically you change the details, you upload a bunch of stuff, you get your staff trained up using the training resources, and bang, you have a membership program. And some of our coaching clients now are generating over $200,000 a year just in guaranteed income from membership. So it's a pretty powerful thing to have in your business. It's something that the salon industry knows that they should have, but not a lot of people do it very effectively. And so if you're just tuning into my podcast and you haven't been listening along for too long, go back to a couple of episodes, like over the last 300, you'll have to scroll through them. But I've probably done around about six or seven episodes now on memberships. And it breaks down the details of how to set them up and the things that are important, things that are critical in terms of getting a membership program live and actually getting people signed up, because that's the problem, right? A lot of people have a membership program. It does look great on paper. The value is normally pretty good, but they just cannot get critical mass to make it worthwhile. They get to like 20, 30 members and it just becomes another thing that just sits on the menu, but no one ever focuses on. If you do memberships correctly, there is a strategy to it. There is a formula to get it right. If you do it right, then it can be the most valuable thing that you can have in your business. And it's not just from a revenue point of view, from an income point of view. It's the security net it gives you, the safety net it gives you, which is guaranteed income. It's the difference to it between income and guaranteed income is that obviously guaranteed is that it's regardless whether it's hot, cold, raining, sunny, whether on school holidays, whether it's not, you're going to get that money coming into your account every single month regardless. Whereas income, you don't necessarily know. It could be like a peak season or off peak season. Something could happen in the economy, a change of local government or whatever the case may be, which could spook a couple of people. And therefore, your revenue can dip. You could lose a staff member. Whereas if you've got a membership program set up in your business and it's established and you've got people signed up to agreements, it's guaranteed income coming into your business every single month regardless, which is one of those powerful things you can have, like I keep saying. The other huge valuable thing that goes along with having a membership program is that if you do go to sell your business, it's something that will make your business very, very exciting and lucrative to a potential buyer. Because again, like when you're buying a salon, they look at a business and say, well, your business seems to be doing well, but how do I know that it's not doing well because you're running it? Because your salon, Mary's Salon, and you're Mary, and your clients love you, they know you, and what's to say when you leave that they're just not going to abandon the salon and now I'm just going to be left with this shell, which I've just forked out all this money for, but no income. And that's a real scare for a lot of people who are buying a business in this industry. And so when you have a membership program set up and you can say to someone, yes, but there's $200,000 here in contracts that people have agreed to for the next 12 months, and that money's coming in regardless, and that's a hugely valuable asset for any potential buyer. So that's the real value in, there's a ton more, like I said, go back to the previous podcast and you can listen in, but they're the real major ones. So tonight, though, what I want to discuss is about a specific role that I used to have when I used to run clinics. And it was something that's not done often. In fact, I've never seen it done before. I encourage my coaching clients to do it, but I'd never seen it done prior to this. But I had seen it done in another industry, right? And that industry is the gym and fitness industry. And so if you ever go to join a gym, more than likely what would happen is you either go online, you make a booking to come and see someone, say, I'm interested in a membership, or you would go to the front desk and say, hey, can I have some information on membership? And what you will find out is that very rarely is it the receptionist or the front counter or the personal trainer who actually does the consultation with you. Normally what they have is what's called a membership consultant. And the membership consultant is specifically there to sell people into the membership. And the reason why they have that role is because they see, gyms see the value in having somebody in the business who is the most knowledgeable about memberships. They can answer all the questions. They know the value. They know the terms and conditions of the agreement. And they can have really great conversations with people one after another and sign the most amount of people into their membership program. And so knowing this and understanding this, because I used to do personal training as well. I used to work as a personal trainer out of a gym. And I've been around gyms since I was like in my teens. So I know the process pretty well in gymnasiums. And knowing this, I was like, well, what if we had that similar process in our salon? What if I hired a membership consultant who wasn't a beauty therapist or it, because I used to run skin clinics. But if you run a hair salon, then, you know, same thing, it's not a hairdresser. Who wasn't on the front desk, wasn't a receptionist, wasn't the salon manager, but they were purely there and hired solely to sign members up. And so the system that we used to use is that every single client who wasn't a member when they came in, they would also be booked in for a 15-minute membership consultation. And it wouldn't be with the therapist, wouldn't be with the skin tech, it wouldn't be with the manager. We would have a designated membership consultant whose sole job was to do these membership consultations and to sign people up as salon members. Now, what I will say is that this role does need a little bit of work to get off the ground. You have to find the right person because the wrong person can just bleed you dry with cash and not really sign up too many members. So you have to find the right person first of all. So they have to be chirpy, they have to be driven, they have to be motivated. I wouldn't personally hire a beauty therapist or a hairdresser to do it. The person I would look for is someone who is experienced in sales. So someone who has done face-to-face sales before. And you have to have a good training system in place as well. So you have to have all your documentation about like how you're going to bring this person in, how you're going to onboard them, how you're going to induct them into the business, the contracts and agreements all laid out. How can you make their job easier? Because as a membership consultant, if they do have a sales background, then one of the things they're going to want to do is to make good commission, right? And so you want to set it up like a proper sales, like a proper sales role. So you would hire a membership consultant, you give them a base salary, which would be minimal, and then you would incentivize them with memberships. And it could just be something like, you know, if they sign three memberships a day, then they get $30 commission. If they sign six members a day, then they get $100 commission. If they sign 10 memberships a day, then they get $200 commission. Something like that, right? Something super, super easy. Something that they can drive to and work towards, but something that is like a separate role in the business. And as long as you've got clients coming in, then they're going to be busy because, like I said, every single client that comes in, you're going to sit them down for a membership consultation. And what you will find is that you could probably sign somewhere in the vicinity of 20 to 30 members a week doing this, and you will be in that like zone that I spoke about at the start of the podcast, that $200,000 a year zone, pretty quickly if you have a good membership program set up. So I just wanted to talk about that tonight. I thought it was something interesting we used to do. We used to be super, super effective in the business. And if you are serious about selling memberships, then it'd be something that you could consider for your business because it can get you from zero to a lot of members in a very, very short period of time. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this episode tonight. If you have, like, share, comment when you see it online. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you're new to this so you don't miss out on future episodes. I'll be back tomorrow for another episode of the podcast. Until then, I'll catch you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching TheRealB_Rickman.